Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Father and the Almighty of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for these were our forefathers. And when I say our, I'm speaking exclusively to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. Did you know that you are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim? You're the ones that the creator of heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, cursed because we did not keep his laws nor his commandments. So today, my people, we have a power-packed broadcast for you today in the name of Yahweh. And of course, we praise the Almighty that he blessed us to be able to do this broadcast. It's always a blessing when it comes to his words, when it comes to his laws, because these are the things that he gave us for salvation. Everything else that we have been taught about salvation itself could only be given only according to his laws, statutes, and commandments, his precepts, his testimonies, his ordinances and covenants, and all the words that proceeded from the mouth of Yahweh. That's how we live. So in other words, we must understand when we're ready to serve the true and living Elohim, Yahweh wants us to acknowledge him. And today, my people, as I mentioned, we have a program that is power-packed. But guess what? What we're going to do before we start the broadcast, we're going to have a song called My Rock.
We adore you, Yah. It's all about you, Yah. We thank you, Yah. That's why we praise you. That's why we praise you. We adore you, Yah. How we wing on you, Yah. You are all that I got. My hope and my rock. My hope and my rock.
Giving glory to my maker. My only savior. Carry me out my mom's womb. Rock me in the crater. He come for me in my trying times. Open my eyes when I was blind. I was groping and couldn't see. But now Yahweh's light has shined. Though I grew up out of this, I never lacked. Suffer for his promises. Yahweh is my strap. Sassing me sure. And I know for sure that Yah Elohim does adore his children that Jacob bore. To teach us how to abhor the wickedness of foolishness. Plucked us up out his holy land. Cause we reject his laws and his covenants. He should have secret that we despise. Was a valiant foe is true, but rather we hearken to lies. Oh my God, have mercy for we all sin. Glory all false claims, our thoughts wipe away our transgressions. Lead us to bless. trust. My everything, my expectation, my joy, my lust. Calling on Yah.
We adore you, Yah.
Praise your name, cause you're merciful. I praise your name and boast in you, cause you're bountiful. You gave me love when I was in danger, you gave me your hand. When I was fooling, you gave me multiple chances. When I was choosing the evil, I apologize. Teach me your ways and I did and I recognize. Defile the enemy, 23, living at my mom's crib. Feel like I be punished for all the dirt that I did. Can I live? Somebody seek out of your book indeed. May the vow lift you will save me. I stopped smoking weed. It's been about 3 years ago. Now I'm living celibate. You gave me knowledge when I was in darkness, hell for ignorance. Living in fear, yes, you showed me your laws and your tests. You test the heart and try the rings. Every day I bless your holy name. Yahweh never give up on me, but instruct me and correct me continually on a daily.
Praise the mighty, true, and living Elohim, for that's who he is. He's our rock, our king, our savior, and redeemer. Today, my people, we're going to have one of the greatest broadcasts that we ever broadcast in the name of the word of Yahweh. And of course, that's what we're speaking of today. We're speaking of the word of Yahweh. A lot of people think they know the word of Yahweh. A lot of people have added to the words of Yahweh because they don't understand the word that the Almighty speaks. The way we would understand the words of our true and living Elohim, all we had to do was follow his instructions and trust in him, and the Almighty would have showed us any knowledge, wisdom, understanding at any degree, every degree. So today, that's why it's incumbent upon us to speak of the word of Yahweh. Now, it's very important that we listen in, because this word that I speak today is not my words, but these words are going to come from the true and living Elohim. First of all, let us turn our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and see when it comes to the words of the true and living Elohim. Let's see what he has proclaimed in the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter and the 8th verse. This is what it reads. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Elohim shall stand forever. Did you see what it says? It says the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the words of our Elohim shall stand forever. Hallelujah. Now, in saying this, it's quite important for us so that we can know what time it is. you know, a lot of us don't really know what time it is. And when I say what time it is, I mean just that. A lot of people will tell you that a new day start at 12 o'clock at night. This is what our enemies have taught us. A lot of people will tell you that all of the years of Yahweh are in fact 12 months. And all of the months of Yahweh is 30 days. Some people will tell you that the moon's light is given from the sun. And of course, the only reason why these things will be spoken is because we're not going exclusively by the words of the mighty Yahweh. So we're going to have to analyze and see what thus said Yahweh concerning all of these matters as well as other matters. For instance, here's what the Almighty attached to his word. And of course, in the book of Psalms 19, that's why I want everybody to go to, because this is so vitally important. There's no way on earth that we're going to be able to determine what time it is unless we go by the word of Yahweh. And of course, all of Yahweh's words I mentioned, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the words of our true and living Elohim shall stand forever. Now the Almighty has given us regulations concerning his word, and we need to look at it. As a matter of fact, in Psalms, the 19th chapter and the 7th verse, this is what the Creator said concerning his great law. And of course, the law to us is an entire constitution. The law itself includes every aspect of the rules of the Most High. Yahweh has laws, he has statutes, he has judgments, he has precepts, he has testimonies, he has ordinances, he has covenants. And we have to know that there's a difference between them all. Some relate almost exactly to another. But we have to be able to distinguish and discern between things in order for us to know truly what time it is. Because truly, a lot of us, of our people, is very important, because I love my people. And I want to show you, those of you all that have eyes that can see and ears and can hear, what time it is in the word of Yahweh. Here's what Yah said. In the 7th verse of Psalms, the 19th chapter, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of Yahweh are sure, making wise the simple. So in other words, Yahweh's laws are perfect. And Yahweh told us that in order for his laws, his statutes and commandments for our minds to be perfect, he gave us commandments to make sure that they stay perfect. And I got to show you those commandments. All right? And we know that it's perfect because truly, if we followed the instructions of the Almighty, we wouldn't be murdering. We wouldn't be stealing. We would not be committing the greatest sin recorded in Holy Scriptures, idolatry. We would not be following the ways of our captors or the ways of any heathen whatsoever, because we would be following the direct instructions of the laws of the Most High. And he said that his law is perfect. So that means we wouldn't make mistakes, because anything that's perfect has no flaws, no contamination, and no errors, because it's what? It's perfect. Now, here's what he commanded us in order for us to keep it perfect. It's one of the laws is mentioned in Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. That's why people are serving other gods. That's why mainly our people are in other religions, because they're not going by the words of the true and living Elohim. But in order for me to establish what time it is, because we need to know what time it is, we're going to have to show where the word of Yahweh lets us know how to determine time. Certainly, the Almighty wanted us to be able to make all of his appointments on the date that he commanded, and he would have never given us his commandments unless we could keep it. There's an old saying that the people, older people used to say. They used to say, the L-O-R-D will never put more on you than you can handle. And that's the truth. Yahweh would never give us an instruction that we couldn't keep or that it would be impossible to keep. But guess what? That's how we know he's perfect. And we have to praise him by saying hallelujah. And in Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, look at the instructions that Yahweh gave according to his laws, statutes, and commandments. Starting at the first verse, this is what he said. Now therefore, hearken, O Yisrael, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh Elohim of your fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish off from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I commanded you. Hallelujah. So in other words, how do we keep the commandments? He said, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I commanded you. Hallelujah. And of course, that's the only way to keep the commandments of Yahweh, is that we don't add or take away. And believe you me, I'm only here to uphold every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. And of course, truly, there would be no confusion. Hear me good. There would be no confusion if all of us were to follow this instruction. And then he left it again in another place, the same understanding. This is what he told us. It's in Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, the 32nd verse. Let's see what he said. He said, what thing soever I command you, keep that word in mind, what thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish aught from it. Hallelujah. I got to read that one again because it's so powerful. Remember, what thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Hallelujah. Now that's how you keep his commandments perfect. Don't add nothing. Don't take away, because it's perfect. There's no need to add. Furthermore, here's the sad part about it all. It's mentioned in the book of Proverbs. The saddest part about when you do this here's going to be the judgment that will rest on your shoulders if you do. And plenty of people do. They add to his words or they diminish from them. Like I said, that's why people are serving idols. That's why people are keeping all kinds of times when it comes to a holy feast day. That's why some of our people are not following no instructions, even in the locations he told us in which to keep his appointments. And but look at this. It says in the fifth verse of Proverbs chapter 30, every word of Elohim is pure. Now, the word pure means that it's clean, uncontaminated, and unadulterated. It's perfect. It's pure. Just like it is. I know sometimes it just looked like his words need some help. And our little pea brains, our little logic, sometimes make us think in our hearts that maybe this is what he's really trying to say. And you begin to read too much in it. And next thing you know, you start adding to it or you begin to take away from it. But Yahweh said every word of Elohim is pure. Then he said, he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And my people, if you don't want to be found to be a liar, your best bet is never to add or take away from the words of the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. And I want to establish some things because I want to establish the order of the word of the Almighty and how important it is. And then I'm going to get into factual evidence of how we determine our days, years, signs, and seasons. I'm going to show how we determine if it's day or night. I'm going to show how we know we're keeping the right dates when it comes to Yahweh's appointments. You know, some of you all have doctor's appointments. Some of you all have other business appointments. And there's a certain date that you're given. And, of course, most of us, we go by the Gregorian calendar in order for us to determine what day we go to work and things like that. But, my people, do you know that in a world, we are really not living according to the exact dates of Yahweh because we're not going by his words as a nation? Now, I'm talking to the entire nation of Israel and any heathen that wishes to listen in across the earth to this broadcast to learn how to determine what time, what day it is. Now, Proverbs, as I mentioned, the 30th chapter, Yahweh lets us know in the fifth verse, again, every word of Elohim is pure. So praise Yah. We can relax. We actually got truth from the mouth of Yahweh. All we got to do is look at every word he said without adding or taking away. That's simply what he's saying. Because if he said if you do this, if you try to add or take away, he said you're going to be found to be a liar, and he ain't lying. And it's the truth. Furthermore, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, and let's see what thus said Yahweh, because we know his laws are perfect. We know that this is the reason why the Almighty even gave us his laws, so that we could be in perfection. And by the way, we're going to be opening our phone lines up at exactly 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So all of you all that's hanging on, and we please ask any questions you want. Please make any comments you want. We invite them. We invite them. Well, it's time for us to have a dialogue concerning the word of Yahweh. Everybody think they got the word of the Almighty, and the Almighty don't work through everyone. So we're going to have to get some things straight, and that's what I'm here for. And in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the first verse, this is what the Creator said. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swear unto your fathers. Now you seen the word of the Almighty, when he spoke it, he meant it. As he said in Isaiah the 55th chapter, he said, his word is like the rain and the snow that cometh down. He said, it's going to prosper anything that to he sent it. He said his word would never return void unto him. It's going to accomplish that which he pleased. Hallelujah. So the Almighty is telling us, if all the commandments which I command you to observe, to do, he said, you shall observe to do that you may live and multiply and go in. That's the second verse that we've seen that Yahweh commanded us and told us if we didn't keep the commandments, it wouldn't make no difference where you were. When he was given the instructions here, our people weren't in the land. This is a fact. They were not in the land of Israel when this instruction was given. They were not in the land of Israel when I read to you Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, where he said, now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and the commandments and the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land. Because they hadn't went in yet. And you got people going around lying to our people saying, you can't keep the commandments and the laws of Yahweh in captivity. You got to be in a clean land. Well, little do they know, they don't know the word of Yahweh. Because Yahweh's words stand forever. And his commandments are sure. And they're sure no matter what state, what country, what universe, out of space. It don't make no difference what place you at. Yahweh's commandments stand forever. And that's why he told us to go by every word. Why? Why is that important? Because you might be going by a commandment that Yahweh instructed you to only keep in the land of Israel. Therefore, you're committing a sin like many of our people are doing, and many people do. They call themselves keeping Passover because the Almighty said we were to keep Passover as a commandment. But Yahweh gave statutes and other laws and commandments and judgments concerning where to keep it, how to keep it, when to keep it. You got to know how, where, when, and who can keep it. And you need to know, my people, what you're keeping it for. All those things come into play. Every commandment that Yah gave, every word of Elohim is pure. That's why he letting you know right here. If you're going to want to go home, he said in order for you to want to go home, you better stop listening to other people. In order for you to go in and possess the land, just like he did our fathers when they were about to go in the land when Joshua was living, and Yahweh killed an entire generation of men that was 20 years old and upward. And Joshua and Caleb were the only two men in their generation to go in beyond the 19-year-old boys, men, young men, and lower, and the women and children. That was it. That's how precise, that's how pure, that's how accurate the words of Yahweh are. And he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall he not make it good? And he's going to make it good because he done already made it good and always will make it good. All we got to do is trust his word. Leave it alone. This is an appeal to all of our people, including myself. Let's don't add to the words of Yahweh. Let's don't take away. Let's don't assume that something is saying something that is not. Second verse of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, it says, and thou shalt remember all the way which Yahweh thy Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what is in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no, or keep his commandments or not. That's what the whole proving, which means he was testing us to know whether what was in our heart and whether we would just keep his commandments. Y'all be checking to see if you're going to keep his commandments so he throw a test on you. You might read something that seemed right. You might think something in your mind that seemed right. But Yahweh said in his word, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So the best way is to follow the instructions of the mighty Yahweh. And here's what he said in the third verse. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. That's how we live. We don't live by bread only. We don't live by just eating food and drinking. But we live by every word that proceeded from the mouth of Yahweh. Every word. And it can never be destroyed. Now, let's find out right now. Let's get to the bottom line. How do we know how to tell Yahweh's time? Well, first of all, let's go to Genesis, the first chapter. Let's go to the fundamental basics of instructions that he gave when he first made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And we're only going to highlight the verses that pertaineth unto how the Almighty determines time and how he commanded us to be able to determine times. That's how important this is. For instance, starting at the first verse of Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let's listen, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. praise Yahweh. We're seeing the very infant birth of what we call day, and the birth and the beginning of what we call night. Now, some people have taught our people, hey, look, the reason why a day starts at night, the reason why a day starts in the evening or 12 o'clock midnight, because you got all kinds of forms of lies that have been applied to the words of Yahweh. And they say the reason why is because darkness preceded light. See, there was darkness, Brother Elkanah, in the second verse, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And this was before light. And he said, let there be light, in the third verse. So, Brother Elkanah, don't you know that darkness precedes light always? Well, you notice there was no name given to the darkness at this point. None at all. Matter of fact, even the earth was without form. That means it didn't have no shape. It didn't have the circular shape that it has today that the heathen had to find out later on when he thought it was flat and that you could run to a certain edge and fall off the earth. That's why we got to go by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. He called it darkness in the second verse. And all you got to do is imagine if you were an artist, if you were an architecture. And, of course, the Almighty is the greatest artist. His handiwork is perfect in perfection. This perfect circle of the sun, the perfect circle of the moon that he created, it's perfect. Just like it is. Hallelujah. The perfect shape of the stars. The perfect shape of the earth. The perfect shape of his trees. The perfect shape of waters. Everything that he made, my people, is perfect. He made it perfect. And he wanted us to keep it perfect. But, of course, we didn't. And man, the heathen didn't either. But let me say this. One of the greatest things that he wanted you to know and me and all the world to know is that his word is perfect. Now, let's see how perfect it is. Remember, Yah said, don't add or take away because at least he reproved you and you'd be found to be a liar. You notice in the second verse when it said, and the earth was without form and void and darkness covered the face, was upon the face of the deep. You notice he didn't say night was upon the face of the deep. Because there was no such thing as night. There was no such thing as day at this point. There was no such thing as day until Yahweh said, let there be light, and it was light. And he gave a name to the light. He called it day. And then he gave a name in the fourth verse to darkness. He said, the fifth verse, he said the darkness he called night. In both the fifth verse, he both named the day and the night. This is when he gave a name to it. This is when the darkness now had a name. Just like we got a name. Yahweh's got a name. Yahweh instructed Adam that whatsoever he called the creatures that Yahweh say he made, death shall be the name thereof. Even woman. That's what Adam called the woman that Yahweh made. And guess what? Everything that Yahweh allowed Adam to call out by name, even Yahweh himself, because he watches over his words, he keeps his word, he protects it. And he gave us instructions on how to keep it perfect. And I don't blame him for it. Whooping us and popping us in the head when we get ready to start adding to it because it's perfect. So whatever, when Yahweh allowed Adam to call woman, woman, that's what Yahweh called woman. He called her a woman all through the book. When Yahweh commanded Adam to call the beasts what they are named, like lions and tigers and bears and rats and cats and lambs and bulls and goats and birds, the whatever the birds' names are. That's what Yahweh called them, because he keeps his word, and he wants us to keep it. Now, anyone is absolutely wrong if they ever felt that night precede day, because there was no such thing as night until Yahweh named night after day. Day preceded night. For we know it did, because this is what the Almighty said. One more time, listen up, because every word is pure. Third verse. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light, because there was no light. There was no such thing as day. And, of course, there was no day that he made light. There was no day. Do you understand? There was no day that he made the light, because there was no day. It was only darkness. So day came out of darkness. So in other words, day preceded night, because there was no such thing as light until Yahweh said, and he called the darkness night. And he called the darkness night after he called the light day. That's his order. See, all you got to do is think as an architecture. Think as an artist. The earth is without form and void. So all the Almighty was giving you was in your mental state to imagine the earth before it had a shape. It was just darkness and waters covered the face of the deep. Let's leave it that way. Let's don't add or take away. Then you can't say it was day at that time. You can't say it was night. He called it darkness, and doggone it, I'm not going to add a word to it. Nor am I going to take anything away from it. So therefore, I can accept. I must accept, or I'm going to be found to be a liar. That when he said in the fifth verse, and Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night, that there was no such thing as day or night before the light. When he made the light, then he said there's day. He called it day, gave a name to it. And how is it that Adam can call woman woman, and we call a woman a woman? Adam called the lions a lion, and we call them a lion. But Yahweh himself, who made Adam, he called light day, and some of us had a nerve to say when it's dark, that's the beginning of a new day. That's how you know you're a liar. And I'm going to be honest with you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Because guess what? I was ashamed of myself too when I thought like that, and I began to meditate on how ignorant I really was when I was thinking that certainly when Yah said the evening and the morning were the first day. Don't forget that, Brother Elkanah. He said that in the evening and the morning were the first day. Well, of course, because that's all you had in light periods. You only had evening and morning. But we know that evening don't precede morning. Morning is the beginning of a day. It comes from the Hebrew word boker, which means break of light. Evening is the Hebrew word arev, which means the light going out, dusky. That means the day is growing to an end. And there is a preponderance of scriptures to prove this point. Now, before we begin to prove this point further, which is quite simple to me, and I hope it's simple to you, that truly day preceded night, because there was no such thing as day or night till Yahweh said it. That's about like saying that there was a woman out there somewhere And you got people teaching that there was some woman out there named Lily before Eve. You got all kinds of teachings and lies against the words of Yahweh. Now, let's go down to the 14th verse, because this is one of the greatest verses of commandments, of instructions that Yahweh ever gave us concerning his creation on the fourth day. Because the first 3 days, there was no sun, there was no moon, nor were there stars. But right here in the 14th verse of Genesis, the first chapter, look what it reads. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. So in other words, just like he said, let there be light, there was light. He gave a name to it. He called it day. So did Yahweh do in the fourth day of creation when he said, let there be lights. You notice there's a plural of S, lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. So in other words, that was the purpose. He wanted these lights to be a representation from the very beginning to divide the day from the night. Let's stop right there. Why do you think we never see the sun at night? If anyone have ever seen the sun shining at night, I want you to call this number immediately. Area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your lie on the air. But we're going to give you a chance. We're going to give you a chance to at least say it. Please call 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to immediately skip everybody else and let you be able to present what you have to say. Okay? Now, it says, and Elohim said, let there be light. Keep that in mind. In the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. So he made the moon and the stars to rule over the night. Now, I'm going to show you what I mean by not adding or taking away from his word, because they're perfect. You notice the Almighty, and I'm going to go ahead and read all these verses so we can see, because this is the fundamental beginning of the instructions of Yah. It says, and let them be. You notice it didn't say let one of them, but it says let them be. That means, and you notice he didn't even name the sun, the moon, and the stars. He never even called them the sun and the moon and stars. You see that later on in the word of Yahweh. Why? It wasn't necessary for him to put sun and moon, because he's perfect. Second of all, you can see he wanted us to put emphasis on these lights. And then he said, let them be for signs, for seasons, that means appointed times, and for days and years. Hallelujah. That word seasons. Do you know, my people, that this word has various meanings? It don't only mean appointed times. This word also means seasons. You know, you only have two seasons. You have summer and winter. There's no such thing as spring and fall. These are all ways and words of heathens, in case you didn't know. If you see where the Almighty ever told you that we were to acknowledge a season called the springtime, give me a call. Or a season called the fall or autumn, give me a call. 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we're going to put you up on the air too. Because Yahweh only have two seasons. That's summer and winter. And of course, I can prove it clearly just reading in a chapter of the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter, the 22nd verse, where Yah said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Hallelujah. You know the earth is finished when there's no more summer and winter. So we're going to always have summer and winter. And as a matter of fact, our new year begins in the beginning of summer. It did.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. I praise him and thank him. We're going to have a little bit of extension to our broadcast today because of our technical difficulties with the weather that the Almighty is bringing. And we praise the Almighty that he's allowed this broadcast to be brought back on. And for those of you all that have been patient enough to work through the difficulties, it's very important. And we praise Yahweh that you are back. Now, we were in Genesis, the first chapter. We were in Genesis, the first chapter, where the true and living Elohim was letting us know beyond the shadow of a doubt how the Almighty determines the lights, our days, our signs, our seasons, and years. I praise him, and I thank him. I thank the Almighty that he's allowed us to be able to even know how to tell what time it is. For instance, as I mentioned earlier, I find we can still see the moon, and we can still see the stars in the daytime. We can see it in the daytime, but he said he made it to rule over the day and over the night. So what does that tell me? What that really lets me know beyond the shadow of a doubt is that I better not add one word to the words of the true and living Elohim, nor should I diminish aught from it. Just because he said that the lights would rule over the day and over the night, we find that I still can see, and you can too sometimes in the daytime, we can see the moon and the stars. Because guess what? He made these two great lights in the daytime. And if we don't add or take away from his words, we find that is nothing wrong with seeing the moon and the sun in the moon and the stars in the daytime, especially the moon. I've had plenty of people to come up to me and they say, Brother Elkanah, how is it that the Creator said that he made the lesser light to rule the night? He made the stars also, but I could still see the moon in the daytime. Well, for one thing, he never said you couldn't see the moon in the daytime. I repeat, Yahweh never said that you couldn't see the moon in the daytime. Now, you won't find that statement in his word, but obviously, if we don't add or take away, Yahweh could do what he want to do. He made, as I mentioned, he made the moon on the fourth day. And what did Yahweh call the day? What did he call the light? He called the light day. In the darkness, he called night. And it's important because the Almighty gave us an exact barometer to be able to know what time it is. And what is the barometer? It's the lights. He said, "Let in the 14th verse, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night." So that's how we can separate day from night. Because he said in the 16th verse, and Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day. And he wanted us to give wisdom. He didn't have to put the sun. But obviously, we can see that the biggest, greatest, greater light is truly the sun's light. And the lesser light is truly the moonlight. Lights. He made the stars also. He said, let them be for signs, for seasons, for days and years. So in other words, if I want to be able to count my days, I can count them with the barometer of the lights, not just one of them, but both, the solar, which is the sunlight, the lunar, which is the moonlight. This is how we determine our signs, because he said he created them for signs. He created them for seasons, meaning appointed times, and for days, and years. That's what he made these things for. That's what he made the lights for, without even putting the word sun and moon. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. And that's how we'll be able to know what dates and how to determine the appointments. For those of you all that have never, ever heard the word of the true and living Elohim, my people, you find that the Almighty, when he made these lights, that's how we're able to even determine a month cycle. And the moon's light is very important to us, because the moonlight, in keeping up with the lights daily, in counting our days. He gave us light to count our days so we can count, and we should count because we've been given appointments. We should know what time it is and what date it is because we have been given appointments from Yahweh. And Yahweh gave us a method in order for us to determine his appointments. Make no mistake about it. And he said there in detail through the light, for signs, for seasons, for days, and years. And must I say, when we count from the beginning of the lights, we know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, that when we see the crescent light on the right side, that's the light that begins our count for our months. It is called the new moon. That means the first day is counted when, after we've saw the sign of the light, the next day is the beginning of the first day of the new light. See, we could say the first day of the new light, because that's what he gave us for. Not even using the word moon. At this point, we could just say the first day of the new light. Because when he say the first day of the new month, he's talking about the moon's light. For instance, how do we know this? Well, let's see what he made it for, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, in the book of Psalms, the 104th chapter. Let's go to Psalms 104. And by the way, we're having technical difficulties with those that have called, and we love you and appreciate you hanging in. They're having technical difficulties at Blog Talk. So therefore, we won't be able, possibly, and who knows, but at this point, we won't be able to put your questions in or your comments in. So right now, we're just able to speak because, praise Yahweh, we were just able to get back on Blog Talk. But in the meantime, let's go to Psalms, the 104th chapter, and let's go to the 19th verse and see what thus said Yahweh. it says, he appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Hallelujah. He appointed the moon for seasons. That means he appointed the moon for our appointments, for our feast days, for our festivals, for our seasons. It's the same Hebrew word, my people. When you go to Genesis 1, where he said, let these lights be for signs, for seasons, for days and years. Hallelujah. It's the same word. And the reason why it's the same word is because it's consistent with the light that he's speaking of, the moon's light. He let us know he made the moon for signs, seasons, days, and years, as well as the sun, both. He said, let them be, not just one of them, but let both of those lights be for signs, for seasons, for days and years. Hallelujah. That's law. That's the word of Yahweh. So therefore, when we see that first crescent light on the right, that is a sign that the next day is the first day of the new light, or truly the first day of the new moon, or the first day of the new month. Hallelujah. Because when you look up the word first day of the month, it's going to go to the Hebrew word, which means moon. Moada is the Hebrew word pronunciation for seasons. Do you understand? When he said he made the moon for seasons, the word seasons, the Hebrew word, is moada. The word first day of the month is the Hebrew word, which means kodesh. Kodesh translates into the word new moon, to be fresh, to rebuild, to renew. That's what the root of the word means, to renew, to rebuild. And, of course, that makes sense. That's what the moon does. When it goes from phase to phase, when it goes from one new moon to the next, it builds, the light builds. Now, the moon is complete. And sometimes you can clearly see that that's a full moon, that the moon is completely circular. But Yahweh has given us indications of how to determine dates by those lights. Praise Yah. By saying hallelujah. We got to praise him. We have to thank him. Because Yahweh doesn't make mistakes. Hallelujah. He don't make mistakes. And that's how he gave us our dates. We went by the lights. And, of course, the lights determine for our signs, seasons, days, and years. We determine them by lights. I notice that the Almighty has given us. And, of course, all months, when we see the moon, we know that our months or at least 29 or 30 days. And beyond the shadow of a doubt, we know this. So that's why when we see the lights, we have to count from the very time we see the first one, which is the sign, as our fathers saw and acknowledged. And how do I know this? Let us go to the book of 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 20. First Samuel, the 20th chapter. Let's see what thus said Yahweh. Here's the words of our true and living Elohim scripture that lets us know that it was going to be a new moon or a new month. Starting at the fifth verse,
This is what's recorded in the testimony of David and Jonathan. It says, "And David said unto Jonathan, Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at even." When he said, "Behold, tomorrow is the new moon," that word refers to, behold means to see. Look, tomorrow is the new moon. Tomorrow means the next day. So in other words, that meant that was going to be used as a sign beforehand that the next day would start the new month. And we know that every new moon of Yahweh is the first day of the month. It's fundamental. How do we know this? Well, because when the new moon came, look what it says in the 24th verse of 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter. "So David hid himself in the field, and when the new moon was come, the king sat him down to eat meat." Let me read that again. "And David hid himself in the field, and when the new moon was come, the king sat him down to eat meat." Now let's see when it was. "And the king sat upon his seat as at other times, even upon a seat by the wall, and Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul spoke not anything that day, for he thought something had befallen him. He is not clean. Surely he is not clean. And it came to pass on the morrow, which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan, his son, Wherefore cometh not the son of Jesse to meet, neither yesterday nor today?" So in other words, this was counted as the second day of the month. Now the first day of the month, that was the first day of the moon, or the first day of the month, letting you know that was when the new moon had come. That was when the new month had came in. That is when the new light was counted as the first day of the light. And from that time, whether it's 29 or 30 days, praise Yahweh, that's how we determine our moons. That's how we determine the length of our months, is by the lights. From his instructions from the very beginning, no other way did he give us. And of course, must I say, we're going to have a part two of this broadcast. It's very necessary that we have a part two of this broadcast. We praise Yahweh for this broadcast. We praise him because the Almighty has allowed us to begin to speak about how do we determine our days? How do we determine our dates for our appointments for the Almighty? How do we do that? Do we know? Have we ever truly looked in the words of Yahweh to see when we're to determine what date is the 15th or the 3rd day or the 25th day of the month? Well, Yahweh gave us lights. That's what he gave us. He gave us lights in the firmament to determine our days, our signs, our seasons, and our years. And I praise him for it, because this is what the Almighty has decreed. No one else. This is what he has decreed. And I praise him for it. I thank him that he has given us this. I thank him. I thank him that the Almighty has given us even time to even be able to bring forth his word across this broadcast. And that's why I know it's necessary that we have a part two. I know it's necessary because we must talk about the lights. We must talk about his seasons. We must talk about his years. We must talk about his months. We must talk about it. Because a lot of our people don't know what time it is. They just simply don't know what time it is. And we thank you for listening. Praise the Almighty. We thank you for calling in and listening in today through our technical difficulties with Blog Talk. And we praise the Almighty that he's even allowed this broadcast to even air today. We thank you. And we ask that if you have any questions whatsoever, that you call area code 404-579-7908. Praise the Almighty. We love you, and so does Yahweh. Shalom, shalom.